Good to see you, Tony.
Good to see you guys again. I was just talking about the best Christmas movie ever made, which is, of course, Waffle Street.
A staple, a classic.
It is. It's had Jimmy Stewart survived, we would have had him in it. No, of course, Fat Man. It's still one of my favorite movies just to sit down and watch. So
Thank you, brother.
I'm
Thank you very much, sir. Warmed
crossing
the
my
heart, man.
fingers that you're going to do either a prequel or a sequel.
We're actually going in to pitch it next month, so it's keep those fingers crossed
Your
for us,
lips
Tony.
to the executive's ears.
Exactly.
I'll make some calls from here. Let's talk about Red Right Hand because, first of all, I have to start by saying, how did you get Andie MacDowell to play this role? I mean, she has been for years, America's sweetheart, and now she's, not.
America's Queenpin. No, I mean, look, I if look, I'll put this on myself. We mentioned Andie MacDowell. It was like, hey, Andie MacDowell would be amazing for this. And I was like, man, she's never done anything like this before. Like, I think we're spinning our wheels, like chasing that down. And fortunately, by the grace of God, her agent slipped the script to her. And they called us and they were like, hey, Andy's interested in this. And we were like, you've got to be kidding. So when we sat down with her on the Zoom call, she was wearing these black leather pants. She was had a bit of the big cat with her, and she brought it on the call. We were just like, oh my God, I can see her really tearing this role up, and she did. She brought the pain. When she got there, she was ready to go.
I mean, it was funny because she's like, I can do this. They don't know it, but I got this gear in me. You can just ask my kids. Like,
Wow.
yeah, right.
Yeah, she is one scary lady in this.
Oh yeah, no. She went to work, man. She and the costume designer brought some wonderful outfits. The hair, everything. The eyeliner. Woo!
And Orlando Bloom. Wow. We forget that Orlando is really a very deep, and intricate actor. And he just brought it as well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he spent a lot of time on the script, on crafting that character. He really got the dialect down. He spent like 3 months with a dialogue coach, just nailing the area. And then he spent weeks, on his hair, on his facial hair, really trying to turn into someone from that area with the boots that he picked, the clothes that he wore, everything just sort of fixed, or indicated how he was even going to move, and then the physicality he brought to it, the amount of just brawn that he was able to put on.
It's interesting. Like when you think about Orlando, right? Handsome man. He's very energetic, charismatic, electric in his previous offerings as an actor.
Yeah.
Then this as Cash, so nuanced, so delicate in his actions, and so underplayed, but yet powerful. And that's what really excited us about his performance.
Yeah, there was a bit of like a simmering, coffee pot underneath the surface of that character, which we loved. He did such a great job of just layering that character up.
Well, and the other character in this that I want to bring up is the locations. These are brilliant locations.
Awesome. Utterly authentic. I mean, that's the Hollers of Louisville, Kentucky. We went out there into Knob Creek, most specifically, and really scouted up and down with our production designer and the locations team. We were relentless. I mean, several days on the road, driving around personally with the team, trying to find this stuff. It was like a needle in a stack of needles, right? They got a bunch of farms out there, but only one had everything we needed, all the elements, right? And there's a bunch of bigger estate houses, but there's only one that fit the exact topography and the blocking that we needed for the action sequences and
And
such.
it's a beautiful area to shoot. The only mistake we made was trying to shoot there in spring, where there was a ton of tornadoes, lightning storms. But we continue to look back at it fondly, in that it is the aesthetic of the movie. There was a certain energy and crackle in the air that definitely is on screen.
Yeah, we really felt it. But what makes that even more present is the soundtrack to this is beautifully done.
Amazing. Yeah, the Mondo Boys, another collaboration with those brilliant gentlemen.
Back from they were dated Fat Man with us. We brought him on with this one, and we really felt like they stepped on another level with this movie. They really brought Obviously, we
lot of
knew
those.
they could do it, but it was like, man,
Knocked it out of the park.
yeah, that action, you know, the action tempo and the pacing that they were able to generate, and the sentimentality and all that stuff, man, they really were on the next level.
Yeah, pretty much the three of us would know this reference, but there's something very Bernard Herrmann about the score.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
It's undeniable, I think.
I mean, the Mondos, I mean, they're so well versed. I mean, you look at what they did in Fat Man, you look at some of
Oh,
their
yeah.
other work, it's so different from what's in this movie. And I think that's just such a kudos to them. They're so damn versatile. They really are.
What's your best memory of being on the set and directing this?
For me, it's Andy and Orlando in a lot of their scenes together. A lot of those intimate moments really popped and crackled when we were shooting them. Were very exciting to shoot, you know, and a lot of those were really intimate moments, but powerful.
I mean, when you get to collaborate with actors of this caliber, every day is an absolute treat. You know, you come to work, you're working with Garrett Dillahunt, you're working with Brian Garrity, you're working with Chappell, Scott Hayes.
Scott
You're
Hayes is
just like,
brilliant.
yeah, you just
Yeah,
can't
it's
wait to
great.
come to work because you're like, oh wow, we get to work with this amazing actor today.
In our final moments we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Red Right Hand?
I mean, look, hopefully it's a roller coaster ride for them, right? They get invested in these characters, they fall in love with this family, they realize the stakes and the pressure that's being put on them. And then when it hits the fan, they're on board.
And then I think at the end of the film, we were really concentrating on leaving you with a sense of hope. Even though you'd been through hell, you know, that show a path to redemption and show a path to some sort of peace in these people's lives.
You guys take care and have a great day, and congratulations.
Thank you,
Thank you so
Tony.
much,
Moon's a
Tony.
mountain, brother. Great to
Yeah.
see you again.
Okay.
Great
Come
to see
back and we'll have coffee out here.
you. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love it. I love Utah. I can't wait to get back.
We do love
All
it.
right. Take care.
All right, brother.
Bye, Tony.